It was difficult to cross the moor in the dark, but at last we reached the light. It was standing on a rock. Suddenly, an evil face, more like an animal than a man, looked at us from behind the rock. The escaped prisoner saw us and screamed as he turned to run. Sir Henry and I were both good runners and very healthy men, but we soon realized that we had no chance of catching Selden. He knew the way and was running for his life. Soon we had lost him in the dark, so we stopped and sat down, breathing heavily, to rest. At that moment, a very strange thing happened. The moon was low upon our right, and in its light we could see the top of a hill. On that hill, with the moon behind him, stood a tall, thin man. He was standing perfectly still. He was watching us. It was not Selden who had been running away from that hill. This man was much taller. With a cry of surprise, I turned to Sir Henry. As I turned, the man disappeared. I wanted to go across to the hill and search for him, but we were tired, and I remembered that Sir Henry might be in danger. So we went back to Baskerville Hall. Who was the tall man I had seen standing against the moon? Was he an enemy or a friend who was watching over us? I wished more and more that Holmes could leave London and come to Baskerville Hall. I wrote to him every few days, and gave him the details of everything that happened and everyone I met.